This is the Mishnah Berurah recording for Tuesday, which is Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres, and we are on page Kufayin Zayin, Simon Shin Lamed Daled, Seif Yud Gimel. Page Kufayin Zayin, Simon Shin Lamed Daled, Seif Yud Gimel. Yesh Misha Oime, the Megillas Esther, Hoyol Ve'Einba Azkois, that there are some who say that because Megillas Esther does not have any names of Hashem written in it, Imeinu Ksuvah K'mishpatav, it's not written halachically, worked perfectly, Ashuris ala or with joy, meaning written in the text of like a Sefer Torah and on parchment and with black ink, Ein ba kedusha la'tzila mipnei hadleika, it does not have enough kedusha to be able to save it from a fire on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Ches, Hoyol Ve'Ein, since it does not have the names of Hashem on it, mipnei shenitna lechtoiv bedatei prasamadai lefichelei kosu ba as kosu. Since it was going to be written over as part of the history books of prasamadai, they didn't want to write the names of Hashem in it. Sifkon lamates, meaning when it was put together by Mordechai and Esther, they didn't want to. They dafka left out the names of Hashem because they didn't want it to fall into the wrong hands when it was put, was turned into the history books of Pasamade. Sifkon lamates kamishpata, but if it's not written properly, the Magen Avraham Masik, the Magen Avraham concludes, the kol zehurak bizman haTalmud. This is all discussing in the time of the Talmud that you couldn't save it. Da'atayah asalat sila ilayim kain ksuva kil chasa kain chloi nitten nechtev ilamidba. If it wouldn't be written properly, then this halacha of it has to be written properly to be able to save it, that's in those days when if it wasn't written properly, you're not allowed to read it, you're not allowed to write it, you're not allowed to learn from it. Avala idna, but nowadays, kim de mishum eislas es Hashem, nitten il moidba, because of this pasuk we learnt already in the previous shiur, that you, for the sake of Hashem, Torah had to be written down, even Torah Shebal Peh, then it's become permitted to learn from it. Afilu ksuva b'niyah or choloshin, even if it's written down on paper or in any other language. Therefore, the halacha changed, and he can now save it from a fire like any other kisei hakodesh. However, the only difference is when it comes to if it was written in Lashon HaKodesh, but it wasn't written with black ink, it was written with other types of inks, there is a nafkamina, then the halachah might change. Why they were called Kisei HaKodesh? When it comes to all types of Kisei HaKodesh, Ashilim HaYuksuvim, the Samba Sikra, even if it's written in other inks, the ink coin by him, we say you're not allowed to read it, which is the Kal Yochalik Nice Di, as we already mentioned earlier, because it's easier to buy black ink, you know, some of the Sikra, like those other colored inks, white, so you should buy black ink. But a Shach was Emishim Eitha Saif, and therefore you can't say, well, for the sake of Hashem, I write it in other inks, because you can get hold of black ink, it's not hard. I feel a Hachi, but nevertheless, even though it is written in other colors, an ink of other colors, you still save it from a fire, because of the names of Hashem written in it. Which is not the case when it comes to Megillas Esther, the Leif Bar, of course, it does not have the names of Hashem written in it, and therefore, if it was written in any other ink, you're not allowed to read it, and you're not allowed to save it from a fire. But these all halachas are referring to the 24 holy books of Tanakh. All other books, so certainly can be written in other types of ink. Whether they are written in Lashon HaKodesh or any other language, they do have the kedusha of other form, are allowed to be written in those ways. And the last sif is Yud Dalet. Hakamiim sheyesh bahem psukim. Amulets that contain psukim. Ein matzilin loisam mipnei hadleika. You're not allowed to save them from a fire. V'yesh oimim shematzilim. Whereas some say you are allowed to save it from a fire. Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Mem hakamiim. Amulets. Tam deir rishonia. The reason for the first opinion, you're not allowed to save it from the fire when it's got psukim written inside. The kamiim ein shayech bahem tam. That the Eitzas Oisah Hashem, the reason of was doing it for the sake of Hashem is not relevant to amulets. The aim of the Torah Lomoid or Lif Palel, because there's nothing to learn from or to daven from. Al Kain, also Lichtei Boisam. Therefore, you're not allowed to write them down in that way, and that's why you can't save them. V'yesh Oimim Sirlu. But the second opinion, Yesh Oimim, hold. They hold different. Came in the Ithyahiv Rishus Lemichtav Brachas. Once it's been permitted, become permitted, as it was 2,000 years ago, to start writing down brachas on a text, Yesh Nami Rishus Lemichtav Kameim. It's also permitted to write amulets with a name with psukim in it, in them. Sifkot Mem Aleph Ein Matzilim. So according to the Yesh Oimim, again we saw the Well, it was in the first opinion. Now, the first opinion says you're not allowed to save these amulets. Mayri b'choyle she'im b'sakana. We're talking about a person who is wearing it because he's sick, but he's not in danger. If it would be a person who's sick and his life's in danger from his sickness, you can save his amulet. And he can take it out as a garment because it's a danger that he doesn't get it back around his neck. The second opinion says you are allowed to save amulets with psukim written. The halacha kadeya harishena 1 to page 354. The halacha follows the first opinion that again we said you're not allowed to save amulets with psukim in. But nevertheless, when there are words, names of Hashem written in them, yeshlomim the matzim, then you can say that even according to this opinion, you would be allowed to save them. Adkan.